From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. North Korean submarine missile launch, another successful failure. North Korea is calling its submarine launch ballistic missile test on Saturday a great success, while South Korea labeled it a failure. Military analysts, however, are classifying the missile launch as a successful failure. The missile launched Saturday traveled only 30 kilometers before falling into the sea, Seoul said, which was well short of the minimum range of 300 kilometers for the medium-range ballistic missile it tested. Another Seoul government source said the missile's engine malfunctioned shortly after it was launched. President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will discuss the global economy, terrorism, transatlantic security, and many other issues during his two-day visit to Germany starting today. Before heading to Germany, Mr. Obama was in London for meetings with Prime Minister David Cameron, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, and to have lunch with Queen Elizabeth, who is celebrating her 90th birthday. President Obama also took part in a London town hall meeting with young people, whom he challenged to reject ideologies that isolate and divide them from others.
The forces that lead to the most violence and the most injustice typically spring out of people saying, I want to feel important by dividing the world into us and them.
U.S. President Obama said he would not consider sending ground troops into Syria and said there needs to be more than just a military effort in order to solve the country's problems. It would be a mistake for the U.S. or Great Britain to send in ground troops and overthrow the Assad regime. From Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says his country's efforts to deter Syrians from entering Greece by sea have drastically cut daily migrant voyages from 6,000 in November to as few as 130 since April. Davutoglu spoke Saturday from a Turkish city near the Syrian border. He was alongside German Chancellor Angela Merkel and European Council President Donald Tusk. Tusk said the deal negotiated with Turkey has slowed the flow of illegal immigration in recent weeks.
We are starting to see results. Since the March agreement, we have seen a sharp reduction of the illegal migration flows across the Aegean.
Tusk described Turkey as the best example for the whole world of how we should treat refugees. Pakistan has assured neighboring Afghanistan that peace talks with the Taliban will resume in a month to find a peaceful end to the Afghan conflict. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad.
Taliban-led insurgent violence has spiked in Afghanistan with the onset of spring, prompting fears this year could see record levels of bloodshed across the war-torn country. The rise in violence has led to increased calls from within Afghanistan for President Ashraf Ghani's government to abandon its policy of seeking peace talks with the Taliban and instead intensify military operations against the insurgent group. But despite the pressure, visiting Afghan Minister for Refugees and Repatriation, Syed Hussain Alimi Balkhi, after a meeting with Pakistani Foreign Policy Chief Sartaj Aziz, appeared upbeat about prospects of peace talks with the anti-government forces. Taliban leaders are believed to be sheltering and allegedly directing insurgent attacks from sanctuaries in Pakistan. Afghan officials have been urging Islamabad to bring those leaders to the negotiating table. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The death toll from the devastating earthquake in Ecuador has risen to 654, officials said. The quake, the worst in nearly seven decades, injured at least 12,500 people and left another 58 people missing along the country's Pacific coast. These have been sad days for the homeland, said a visibly moved President Rafael Correa during his regular Saturday TV broadcast. The country is in crisis. Thousands of soldiers and police have been deployed throughout Ecuador to provide emergency relief, including temporary shelters and food. A solar-powered plane has safely landed in the U.S. Pacific Coast state of California after completing the riskiest leg of its journey around the world, a 56-hour flight over the Pacific Ocean. The flight was dangerous because there was no emergency landing sites. The Solar Impulse 2 landed shortly before midnight Saturday at Moffett Airfield in California's Silicon Valley. Reporting to you from Washington, I'm Susan Yawkey.
That's the latest world news from VOA.